family. It's a new year and Pastor Rod is here again to bring you amazing teachings from the theme, Enduring Love. Do listen and be a blessing by sharing to friends and family.
Psalm 36 verse 7. How precious is your loving kindness. Can we read it? Want to go? How precious is your... Let's all read it. Let's go. How precious is what? It's your loving kindness, what? Oh God. Therefore, the children of men put their trust under the shadow of your wings. Shall we get another translation? Maybe amplified. It says what? How precious is your steadfast love, O God. The children of men take refuge and put their trust under the shadow of your wings. Amen. Then let's look at Psalm 86, verse 15. It says, but you, O Lord, are a God merciful and gracious, slow to anger and abounding in mercy and loving kindness and truth. And loving kindness and what? And truth. Hallelujah. When you come to God, one thing that is evident about God is His love. If you have not known the love of God, then you haven't known God. As some of the Bible even says that if we do not walk in love, then we don't know Him. Are you with me? If we don't walk in love, then we don't know God, because anybody that knows God knows love. Because love is one of the is the most important attribute about God. Is love. Someone say love. Look at the neighbor and say, neighbor, love. So that's one fact. The Christian atmosphere is supposed to be the atmosphere charged with love. It's supposed to be the atmosphere charged with love, because it's supposed to be an atmosphere full of people who know God, who are full of love. Are you with me? Love is actually, when you look into the Bible, Jesus said that when we love one another, the world will know. It means that it's undisputed attributes, or it should be an undisputed attribute, or rather evidence of believers. Love. It's like we can be confused about so many things when we are deciding whether somebody is a Christian. But one thing that we cannot be confused about is love. Are you in the house? Tell me about love. As for this year, we're going to talk about love until you are either full of it or you get tired of it. Are you with me? Shake your head and say, either you are going to be full of it or you are going to get tired of it. Are you with me? Oh, shake your head and tell me about either you are full of love or you are tired of love. Shake your head and say, either you are full of love or you are tired of love. Tell never, choose one. Choose one. Which one? Hallelujah. Choose one. If I were you, I would choose to be full of love. Hallelujah. Yeah. God's love is a clear attribute of His nature. It's a clear attribute of His nature. For the Bible says God is love. Everything else about God expresses the nature of His love. Everything about God expresses the nature of His love. Are you with me? Even judgment is an expression of God's love. Even judgment is an expression of what? Look at me and say, even judgment is an expression of God's love. Judgment is never an expression of God's hatred. It's an expression of His love, because in judgment, God is bringing evil to an end. And now, why is He doing that? Out of love. Out of love. Are you with me? So love, it will be surprising for me, for you to tell me that you are in God, but you don't have love. Then you don't know God. It's possible for you to know about something, but not knowing there here. The known there is experience. Remember, the knowledge of a thing doesn't necessarily mean that it is the experience of it. You can know about something, but you lack the experience thereof. And I believe that God's nature of love must be experienced, not just known of. It must be experienced. As well, but the goal for such knowledge is experience. The goal for the knowledge of God's love is what? Experience. It's not just knowledge. It's experience. Look at me and say, it's experience, not just knowledge. It's what? Because I think some of us are just content with the knowledge that, oh, God is love. Oh, God is love. And it's just here. But do not push towards the experience of God's love. Hey. Yeah. Some of us want to be like stones that are put in water, but the water never enters. Hey. But you must allow the water to enter your heart. Are you with me? As of there lies the power. The power of the water then gets to be expressed. In other words, what I'm saying is that when we allow in God's love, then that love then has its place and its place to change something in us. Nobody is unchangeable. We all can experience change. Even the hardest of criminals can experience change. Hey, are you with me? Yeah. Bible tells us of the woman caught in adultery. Hey. Bible tells us also of the woman who came to Jesus, Mary Magdalene, and crying unto him. You remember? The woman who had worked all her years and put all her worth into a bottle. And she came. She came to pour all that worth at his feet. Why? Because something about him had entered into her heart. She has allowed the love of God to enter into her heart. Are you in the house? Yeah. Love is powerful. But love must have its place into our lives. May we as a generation allow the love of God into our hearts. Amen. Look at him and say, allow the love of God into your heart. Amen. Like the way you allow the girl sits by you in class to enter into your heart. You never knew about her. You never knew about her. You just won 3 classes. Already something's entering your heart. All you people did was exchange pen. He said, let me take your pen. That's it. Then all of a sudden now, even in the bathroom, she's still with you in the bathroom. Hey, what happened? You are thinking about in the bathroom. After 3 interactions, what have you done? You have allowed something to enter into your heart. Look at the one that says, you can allow God inside your heart. Especially if you are seated by a guy, tell the person, stop that guy, and allow love in. Allow love. I'm saying, look at the guys and tell them, look at the guys. And say, stop that guy, and allow the love of God. Let it enter your heart. Let it enter your heart. Hallelujah. Why do I put on cologne? It's because I know that it has the power to influence you. Right? So when I put it on, I have you at the back of my mind. So when I'm drawing you close, I'm very close because I want you to experience something, right? Okay. God hasn't put on the cologne of love. God is love. Hallelujah. So when God is drawing close, what do you think God wants you to experience? Guys, what do you think? Guys, are you in the house?
Yeah.
What do you think God wants you to experience? Love. He wants you to experience his love. Are you with me? So don't let pride take or stop you from allowing the love of God into your life. Are you with me? It says, for by you, O Lord, I am God, merciful and gracious, slow to anger, abounding in mercy and loving kindness. and truth. You fall in trouble, say, God, show me your mercy. Okay, before you fall in trouble, why don't you allow the love of God into your heart? So you don't need to fall in trouble and ask for just the mercy of God. Why? Hey, God, like any gift, must be received. God, like any gift, must be received. Like any other gift must be received. I think sometimes some people have the assumption that if God is God, I should find myself like him without any effort. It's not true. You must choose to receive the Lord Jesus and receive the love of God. Amen. Oh, are you in the house? Now, one of the things I want you to get at the back of when it comes to the love of God is this. See, God is not planning to love you. God is not hoping to love you. God has already loved you. As a matter of fact, God is not even loving you. He has already loved you. So when it comes to God's love, it is like a food that is already prepared. All it is waiting are consumers. Because sometimes it looks as if God is now preparing to see how he can love you. No, he has already loved us. We are already loved by God. We are already loved by God. Tell me, we are already loved by God. Hallelujah. These vows, those of you that are looking for chocolate as a sign that you are loved. This one goes to the ladies. And then you start dropping hints. You start sending messages with only love, only red things, red emojis. And all those things, hoping that some way, somehow, the guy will get the hints and then start doing things to show you that you are loved. You are too late. Another man loves you already. Hey, ladies, another man loves you already. Another man loves you already. Amen. Another man loves you. You see, around this time, all of a sudden, we're going to use things that are of no value or less value. We're going to give its place to determine our worth and whether we are loved. Sometimes I think this season causes more damage than good. Yeah, they cause more damage. Because now if Sewa receives a gift and you don't receive a gift, then all manner of tithe, yes, teasing or... Oh, maybe you're not even when nobody says anything, you are teasing your own self. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. But you don't need the rules. Not when a man has already died for you. Oh, come on, look at your neighbor and say, you don't need the rules. Not when a man has already died for you. Shake your neighbor and say, not when a man has already died for you. Hallelujah. A man has already died for you. What's the rules? The rose will start withering in 2 days. Yes. See, neither am I saying, are you in the house at the right time? When people are married, people are in this thing, yes, they can, they're just telling you, they just, what's the word, expressing more what is in their heart towards you. Fine. There's a place for that. Yeah. And I think Starboy is going to buy a room full of... pressure. You can buy kinky and put red ribbon, a ribbon and the bow tie. Or is a fish, then you put a bow tie. It's the thought that counts. You know I love you. But I'm saying that for those of us who are single, hallelujah. How many single people are in the house? Yeah. The reason I remember raising your eyes, I see it's a fan base. I'm asking the it's a fan base. I'm asking the reality. It's okay. You're single. It's okay. Don't lose your sense of value or worth these few days. Don't feel you are nobody these few days. Don't feel that nobody cares about you these few days. It will pass. It will pass. As a matter of fact, for those who, the unfortunate thing is that there are those who are going to lose their virginity, which is worth much more. Oh, you don't know what it is. It's an animal. It's an animal. Some people are going to lose their virginity these few days, and they will come at the end of the month and realize that it is nothing. This season was nothing. You get it? They would have lost much more. Listen. One man of God says that, he said, this generation wants to treat sex as if it's not, they want to make sex look as if they're drinking water. He said, but we will not allow them. Why is a girl in Lagos about to lose her virginity? Because she doesn't know that she's loved. Listen, she does not know that she is loved. That God is loving towards her. Are you with me? Ladies, it has to sink in. It has to sink in. There are those that come for meetings, go to church, they look as if you think they are all, they have their head straightened on. But now soon, it's not like that. My all look, it's just a problem when you come to an environment like this, that they play the music and the Christianese and Christian things and all those things are around. It makes you feel as if, oh, you know who you are and all that, until you now get on campus. Then you see all the girls wearing the shorts where you can see the black under their bottles. No, those things shocked me. The first time I saw it shocked me. I wanted to go to the girls and say, why, what? And I want to say it out to you, Uncle. You, when you wear it, you feel guilty. How do you wear something so short that the under of your buttocks can be seen? What are you talking about? Some of them is ash. It's ash. Some is black. Some is ash. That's all this. No, you have made that. We are telling you what we are seeing. It's ash. Some of them, whether it's a powder or something that they put there. Like Kanzu, Kanzu. When you go, your friend wear it. Tell the person we can see, This. Tell them, as I was describing, the under your buttocks, under. Stop wearing those things. Anyway, let's. When you get on campus and see a girl wear this and this one, and this one has gotten this gift, and this has, then all of a sudden, foolishness is about to enter your heart. Then you forget that somebody loves you with an eternal love. You forget. See, read the Bible. The accusation of the Bible against us is that we forget. But God never forgets. We forget. God never forgets. He, the God who has all the love for us, never forgets that he has chosen us. But you, the one you don't have that you have chosen, you forget. We forget that we have a faithful love on the other side. And that love never changes mind. God never changes mind. God is not schizophrenic. That is, No, God is consistent. Because God is content in himself. That's why God doesn't change. He's content and complete in himself. So God is not unsure. God is very sure of his decision of love towards you. Am I making some sense? So I'm challenging you. During this season, these few days, when you start becoming and you are questioning, remember that you are already loved by somebody. That he chose you. And guess what? He knows who you are. He knows where you were born. He made a decision concerning your very life, including your lack. And he made a decision for you. He knows you are single. He knows you are single. God is not surprised that you are single. God knows you are single. It seems as if you wake up every morning and you are surprised that you are single. But God knows you are single, and God says, I love you. As some of us read the Bible very well, God says to the widow, God says that I am your husband. The same way means that to the single girl, God says, I am your boyfriend. Hey, I can't hear someone in the house. I am what? Look at the single girls and tell her, okay, God is your boyfriend. Tell her. Oh, shake the girl by your side and say, God is your boyfriend. Oh, shake her and tell her, God is your boyfriend. Don't put yourself there. Say, God is. Tell a person, God is your Valentine. Is that what they say? Your Valentine this season. God is your Valentine. Tell a person, allow him to send you all the gifts you need. Amen. Hallelujah. Yeah. So if a guy calls you strangely on 14th and sends you a gift and says, I want to take you out, and say, you are too late. You see, when he sends the chocolate, eat it and say, you're too late. I got a man. No, please, don't send the chocolate, but eat the chocolate. Eat the chocolate and tell them, I got a man. You are too late. I got a man. You wait till I'm 14 and send it. He said, you think I'm a gamma lizard? Hallelujah. Amen. Who goes chasing a girl on Valsy? You never said anything. Valsy, before he says, I love you. You should suspect such a guy. You wait on that. You never say, Valsy, that's what I want to tell me, I love you. So that jumper, I jump at you and open my legs for you. Yeah. Oh, be serious. For where? Oh, shake. Oh, shake the one that says, for where? Come on. Tell the person, I got a man, he's Jesus, and he loves me, and he says, I'm complete, I'm beautiful, I'm okay, he has died for me, I'm complete. Tell him, I am complete. Hallelujah. When a guy says, I can see you are lonely, tell that person, you need to embrace the Bible. You alone. Come on. So I came to look. I'm saying this to say that, look. Every day, the world shows what God has already said. Every day, the world manifests, shows in various forms that there's truly no life without Jesus. That men are really hopeless without God. And we're expressing the emptiness every day. Every day. And our generation is so pronounced, so prominent now, that truly men are lost without Jesus. Men are truly lost without Jesus. The sex drive, sex lusts and all those things. It's just to tell us that, man, look, we are lost. They are empty. People need a love. They need love. It's just that they are going about it wrongly. For us who know Christ, we are to live in such a way that they should come and question us, how have you made it without these things? That's the way, as some of us, sometimes that's where our testimony lies. If you have a young girl, you are in first year, second year, and you don't seem to be happy until you have a girlfriend, or to have a boyfriend, it's a sign that you truly don't have anything unique that the world must crave for. Because that's how their life hangs on these things. Their lives revolves around these things. Girlfriend, boyfriend, sex, lust, emptiness, removing them. So these are the things that their lives revolves around. that's what lives are always around. Yeah, there is no promotion. There's nothing exceptional with that nudity. That's what their lives revolves around. But if you can live your life with joy and happiness and sense of purpose, go back and forth, and you don't do those things, they will come and ask you, how do you do it? How is that you don't have girl boy issue today? You're not crying, broken heart today. You're so happy. You have a sense of purpose going back. Then you have a ground to be able to tell them, I have something unique and different. But if you're just like them, why should they come to you? You struggle like them. You're every day broken heart. You're every day crying about a boy. You live your life as if your life, the center of your life is a boyfriend. I heard something from Dr. Osama. I said that statement he made. He said, look, let the struggle of sexual purity be the struggle of the world. Because they don't have the power that makes a man pure. They don't have it. So let them have the struggle that they can be pure. But not you. Not you. As of, that's why you have received Christ, so that those things are easy and possible for you. But when those things you also are struggling, then there's no need for them to come for what you have. Yeah. And we are losing our testimony before the world. We're losing our testimony every day. We are losing our testimony. Recently, and I've said it here many times, even last week I even mentioned, the one competitor to God's love is worldliness, is the world. It's not the devil. Is worldliness. And recently, one of our, I'm talking to you. Hey. It's you I'm talking to. Anybody that will take it and make it personal is your issue.
Talk to us.
But recently, one of our Christian brothers won an award. And if you see what the wife was wearing, you think the wife is a secular artist that came to photo bomb. I'm telling you, as if the wife came to photo bomb a Christian taking a picture. What a shame. There's a female pastor in Ghana. She said something. She said, look, why are Christians so much want to be like the world? It's like there's nothing with us. And we are missing so much of what is out there. It's like God has come to worry us, to make us born again. What is the unique thing about God's love? We want the world. And it's like every day you are pulling a Christian away from the world. It's like a child with lollipop. And his hands are holding and you are trying to and just want to lick the thing. Now, I said this to us and said that, listen, we forget what the Bible says. That friendship with the world is enemy to God. Do you know why? Because any devotion towards the world is a devotion of love. And it's a betrayal of the love you have already received. That's what we don't realize. Any embrace of the world you embrace is love. You are going to have a devotion towards the world. It will take your time. It will take your energy. It will take everything, the same thing that is required to have God's love. It will take that from you. That's what the Bible said, that love for the world, devotion for the world, is you are becoming an enemy of God. You're becoming an enemy of God. Young people, we cannot love God and love the world. You can't do that. You don't have the energy to do that. You don't have the energy to do that. You can only do one at a time. You can only do one at a time. And this evening, not to make my message long, you're already loved. You are already loved. Pay attention to that love. Give your devotion and your heart to the love of God. Because God already loves you. Let's close our minds and our hearts to the world. Let's stop courting the world. Stop courting the world. Stop courting the world. Because if there's anything that has the power to take away the flame, your flame of love for God, is world. It's worldliness. It's worldliness. An embrace of the world. Tonight, are you in the house? I want to challenge you in this month of love. Have a single eye when it comes to your relationship with Jesus. Be single focused. Know that, look, I don't have the energy. And I've already said, listen, one of the great deceptions in life is self-deception. When you think you are something you are not. When you think you possess something but you don't. When you think you are so strong but you are not. And one of the great deceptions young people walk in, or Christians over time walk in, is that we think we can love God and love the world at the same time. Yeah. We think we have the capacity to do the two at the same time. It's never. One will take away the other. Yeah. You check it. When you came in, when you embrace the love of God, how fervent your worship, how sincere, how devoted you were until you start embracing the world. All of a sudden, you don't sense God anymore. All of a sudden, oh, well, excuses. Yeah. You can't do the two. You can only do one. Either you embrace the love that is already given to you, or you abandon that and go and put your energy to go after somebody and something that will never satisfy. It's your decision. But tonight, I'll tell you, say yes to the love of God. Amen. Let's put our hands together for Jesus. Amen.
Hey there. Thank you for listening. I know you enjoyed this. You really did. To stay connected, follow us on Instagram at ConnectCYI and Pastor Roderick at Roderick Ajikum. Do stay blessed.